This is Doc Handel. Welcome to Listen Up. In my podcast, I try to give you a very candid, quick, to-the-point information on topics that I think you as a consumer, person in charge of your body, needs to know. Today, I want to talk about physician burnout. Is it human nature or is it the job? You've heard about burnout in other fields. Well, I'm going to talk about the medical field because that is my background. As an MD and someone who went through vigorous training in medical school, I know that there are some pitfalls and some value factors that affect whether or not we'll burn out. As one trains in medicine, you can easily develop a God complex, or some might say a superhero mindset. After all, intense responsibility follows being responsible for the well-being of another person, and that can overflow into your personal life. I know you're all thinking about the surgeons you know or the doctors you know and their attitude, their body language, their arrogance or lack of. But physicians do struggle with burnout, even in the best healthcare systems. A recent Mayo Clinic survey found that even when 79% of physicians report being satisfied or very satisfied with their organization and practice of medicine, 40% of them still exhibited symptoms of burnout. A little more statistics regarding the prevalence. 1/3 to 1/2 of physicians actually meet burnout criteria. Now, that's suffering for the physician as well as for their families. In a large study conducted by the Mayo Clinic, 53% of medical students had symptoms of burnout. And this is before their residency training and before going into practice. Now, you might ask yourself, do more women physicians than men physicians burn out or less? Well, the data shows that women physicians are 1.6 times as likely as men to report burnout. But that's a difficult number to interpret because they're voluntarily stating they have burnout. You might ask yourself, are burnout rates different according to the age of the physician? Well, the burnout rate is highest in 36 to 55 years of age. Those 66 and over who are still practicing have a burnout rate of 22%. Concerning to me when I reviewed this data is that physicians 35 or younger have a burnout rate of 44%. I have included some accompanying images in this podcast. And now I'd like to turn to what percentage of physicians burn out based on their medical specialty. No surprise that critical care intensivist physicians and emergency physicians are at the highest, 52 and 53% respectively, but they're closely followed by family medicine that have a 50% burnout. The least is no surprise in dermatologists have a 37% incidence of burnout. Now again, this is compared with other American workers. So you see that U.S. physicians suffer more from burnout. While we're discussing differences of medical specialties, I want to talk quickly about the history of marijuana use by specialty. No surprise, emergency medicine is the highest at 31%. Plastic surgeons, interestingly, are next at 29%. And orthopedics are also tied, as are psychiatrists. Please feel free to stop the podcast and have a look at the data that was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, comparing physician burnout to other American workers. Some 45.8% of physicians were experienced at least one symptom of burnout, loss of enthusiasm for work, feeling of cynicism, and low sense of personal accomplishment. At the risk of sounding like I'm philosophizing, I'd like to discuss the resilience that humans have, but to a point. When we went into medicine, we had positive value factors: compassion, service, competency, a willingness and eagerness to strive for excellence. Naturally, a physician's sense of professional fulfillment is positively correlated by a patient's listening to them, taking their medicines, following directions for exercise and diet. And how likely is that? Not 100% of the time. So, naturally, compassion fatigue develops a deep sense of ineffectiveness, cynicism in some physicians, and depersonalization with the patient. I'm sure at some point in time we have all felt that the attention we are receiving is not what one person should give to another person. Physician burnout results in medical errors, physician drug and alcohol abuse, divorce, and even suicide. My real purpose in sharing this information with you is to try and involve you in recognizing and acting on that recognition that a physician who cares for you is suffering from burnout. What steps you take are up to you, but just remember, you have engaged a physician as a partner in your healthcare and well-being, and the responsibility is yours. This is Doc Handel. Thanks for listening up.